Given the depth of the Holy Quran, it is not surprising that this glorious revelation describes several vocations and occupations. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, "The origins of occupations are mentioned in the glorious Quran as well as the names of the tools needed for them." Now, there are some professions, some vocations, some occupations mentioned in the Holy Quran. The first one we're going to talk about is metalwork. The Quran states, "Atuni zubar al-hadid." Translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "Bring me sheets of iron." This verse is part of the narrative about Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of four people to rule over the world. He met a group of people who were being tyrannized by the Ya'juj and Ma'juj people. They requested him to construct a wall to defend them against Ya'juj and Ma'juj. The construction of the wall started, and Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Bring me sheets of iron." When iron was presented to him, he built the foundations of the wall. When the above mentioned foundations reached a body of water nearby, stones were melted to form copper, and this was utilized as a means of joining together further slabs of iron. Wood was placed between these slabs and the gaps were filled with coal. The slabs of iron and copper were then given flame, fashioning, and then shaped them into a wall which reached the height of a mountain, leaving no space between it and the neighboring mountain. Finally, molten copper was poured over this wall, eventually solidifying into a sturdy body. It is mentioned in another verse of the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "We made iron soft for him." The blessed hand of Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam would soften metal like kneaded flour without the use of fire or equipment to shape it. Subhanallah. So as we just heard, the profession of metalwork, the vocation of metalwork, has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Another occupation, or we can say vocation, that has been mentioned in the glorious Quran is agriculture. Allah Almighty states, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "So have you considered that which you sow? Is it you who cause crops to grow, or are we the grower? If we will, we can make it like dry trampled grass, so you would remain saying sorrowfully that we have been ruined in our wealth. Rather, we remain ill-fated." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, pottery is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. It is a statement of Allah Almighty, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "Therefore, O Haman, after baking the clay bricks, build a tall palace for me." This verse describes an interesting and amazing event. When Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam invited Fir'aun to believe in the oneness of Allah Almighty and to worship Him alone, Fir'aun refused and said to his minister, Haman, "O Haman, make me bricks of fire and build me a very high palace so that I may see the Lord of Musa." In fact, Fir'aun was grossly mistaken, thinking that Allah Almighty dwelled in a specific location and has a body that Fir'aun could reach. So he ordered Haman to construct a building. Acting upon this order of Fir'aun, Haman gathered thousands of laborers, made bricks, assembled construction materials, and built the tallest building in the world at that time. Haman is said to be the first brick maker in the world. This occupation did not exist before him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving to the next occupation, jewelry making is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. Allah Almighty has said, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "And in the absence of Musa, his people molded a calf from their ornaments." When Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam went to Mount Tur to speak with Allah Almighty, after around 30 days, an individual named Samri collected all of the jewelry of the tribes. Samri was a respected community member and a goldsmith. Once all the jewelry was melted down, he cast a calf sculpture which the people began to worship at that time. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.